Hello, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette. You know, this is the place to be because I am interviewing people who are from in and around the state of Delaware that are doing some positive things in their communities. And today, OMG, I am so excited because my special guest is Andre Bogarty. He is a newly elected at large city councilman here in Dover, Delaware. And you know what? Andre is not new to this. He and I've actually go back some ways. You know, when 2019, he had just published his first book, Danger of the Safe Place. And I had him on the show then, but today we're going to talk about politics, Dover, and maybe a few fun things thrown in as well. Andre, welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette.
It's always a pleasure to see you, and even a more pleasure, a bigger pleasure being on such a podcast such as yours. I mean, you're amazing. I'm a follower. I'm a fan. And I followed the new office, I believe. I'm super excited for you. I'm celebrating your success from a distance. I know you're busy, and to be, be chosen to be on your podcast, man, I'm extremely humble, and I mean it with everything.
Well, Andre, you know, we go back a ways, and, you know, yeah. You were a newly published author in 2019. I remember, you know, pre-COVID, we had those book signings. We could get together with people, and then boom, you know, things change. Yeah. But how has life changed since the release of Danger of the Safe Place?
Well, you know, I was my trajectory was going up. It really, really was. I was supposed to go to Chicago. I was supposed to go to Detroit. I was supposed to speak here, and then it all stopped. So, you know, I was thinking about being super creative and going into the Zoom space, into the virtual space, but I just dialed it back. And you know, people are still buying the book, not in the numbers, but it is in Barnes and Nobles now. So I'm extremely excited about that. So now, believe it or not, people are still finding out about the book. They're buying it again, you know, not in the numbers originally, but you know, everything has a time and a season and a reason, and it's written. So it's never too late. It's out there. I'm actually over in the corner. I'm actually starting the draft of my second book, believe it or not. I'm excited about Danger of the Safe Place. Can I be honest with you? I had to go back and read it myself. But in order to go back and read it, I had no copies. I had to buy my own book because I've sold all the ones I had. And I just wanted to make sure it just got into people's hands. And it's still available online. You can buy it on any platform, or you can buy it, you can order it Amazon and any of the ebook platforms. I'm super excited about it. And again, some of the things that I wrote then, I actually had to go back and read for myself, especially with this new venture that somehow a higher being had me to go down. So God had me to go down this new path. It's really interesting.
And that is great that you say that, because I have my copy. I got my autographed copy, and you know, it's there. It's your legacy. It's the legacy that you're going to leave for years and years and years. And despite, you know, whatever has occurred in the world, that book is there. Those words are there. You're the author of it. So, you know, that is wonderful. And speaking of this new role, I mean, this kind of blew my mind. If I hadn't been following you on Facebook, I'm like, what is Andre talking about? When I got the yard sign. Now I'm in Smyrna, so I didn't want to grab a yard sign for Dover, but you know, oh my gosh. wait a minute, but before we even get to, and you're gonna have to explain to me as well as the listening audience at large city councilman, you know, your big wig now, but you're also involved in something else, Life Source Foundation. What is that?
I've been mentoring or been in the mentoring space for a very long time, be it coaching, being partnered with other organizations. I just felt the need to go ahead and start my own mentoring program, the founder, director of the Life Source Foundation. I felt the need to really, from a strategy and business standpoint, because a lot of things I was doing on my own, but I found out that people wanted to help, but they always look for tax write-offs. And guess what? There's a business side to even having a good heart. So establishing a Life Source Foundation was something that I'm really excited about. I had to, it's still working. It's already established. Had to dial back just a little bit to finish the campaign, but now we're ramping back up and people are getting involved. I'm partnering with other organizations. And sometimes so the foundation is the my nonprofit foundation, where I'm going to be mentoring individuals from 12 to 18 from all walks of life, both, you know, all demographics, male and female, to help them accomplish everything that God has put in them to accomplish. I want to go ahead and, you know, I'm dressed in the holistic person. You know, I found out, and I shared with another organization Friday morning, that one of the things that I was missing was a true mentor as a child. And I believe, you know, especially in certain demographics, mental health issues weren't addressed. And I believe now if we, you know, it's not as taboo as it was. So being able to reach kids early, I mean, very early. I mean, you know, if you read the newspaper, kids are doing some of the things we were doing at 18, they're doing at 12, right? So we're reaching these kids, reaching the kids and participants early, taking them a holistic approach into connecting them. I told somebody it should be called Sources for Life. However, it just didn't have the ring as Life Source. So what we're doing is connecting these individuals with various sources that they want to travel on. If they want to be someone who's a blogger or a podcast, I know someone now. I can call Ms. Blake and say, listen, if you want to accomplish this, you got to do well in school. Let me introduce you to Ms. Blake, who has a successful podcast and blog. And she'll tell you it. Your education is important. And because college is not for everyone. I went to the military first. So if you want to connect them, you know, I have someone who's in other industries. PNC Bank has partnered with me to teach these individuals how to establish their bank accounts, and not just financial management, but how to write a check and what does it mean. So we're connecting them to sources to make their lives better, partnering with other organizations, because it's not a competition for me. You know, just a few minutes ago, if you go on my Facebook Live, today would be, I guess, what, the 15th or whatever day it was. If you go on that Facebook Live, there's an individual running a basketball camp. Well, guess what? Life Source will connect with that individual running a basketball camp. I don't have to run it, but if I can say, hey, let's focus our energies over there and get some of the kids who participate in my program to go over there in his program and make it successful, we all win, because it's all about the kids and making individuals' lives better. So that's what Life Source is about.
And, you know, that is so true, Andre. You know, it does take a village. That is not just something, you know, a casual thought, a casual phrase or a quote that we throw around. You know, mentoring is important. Our children, our sons, my Black sons, your Black sons, our Black sons, our people of color need to see positive, because, again, if we, you know, resort to mainstream media, all we're going to see is negative, the negative, the negative, the negative, negative. And growing up, seeing that negative is not healthy. Mentally, it's not healthy. I mean, I know what it's like. I grew up in the projects of New York and, you know, in the 60s. And, you know, even though it was bad, everybody respected one another. Everyone was just looking out for one another. Everyone was trying to help one another. And with life, it's secular. Now we need to get back to that. You know, we need to get back to caring and sharing and growing. I don't care if it's your kid, my kid, you know, the kid down the street. If we don't grow together, you know, we're doomed, you know, and we're only going to give but so many choices, you know, so many times for this to happen. So yeah, I love the fact that it is, you know, it is called Life Source Foundation, but again, you know, it is social skills, how to write a check, you know, how to plant a seed. We can see now, you know, with the shutdown, and I don't want to talk about this because it dates the show, but we have to know alternatives to texting. Yeah. We have to know alternatives to ATM machines. We have to know alternatives to going into a grocery store, because you never know. You know, we see and have seen the foods that are being poisoned. There's foods and there's chemicals that our bodies don't need to have. So we need to know how to grow our own food. What what is edible, what's not edible. So I applaud you, you know, for the Life Source Foundation. I'm, you know, I will leave that link for other people. So it's like a portal. It should be a great portal for people that are looking to mentor, because, you know, I always say that our life from, you know, from God is our life. And what we do with that life is our gift back to Him.
Exactly.
So, you know, we got a lot of talking about, you know, I want to talk about the politics, even though I don't like politics, you know, I'm really not into politics. So we're going to talk about that because, again, I want to acknowledge that. I want to say, you know, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
My neighbor, you know, so we're going to take a quick break. And before we delve into that, so that everybody can go and grab themselves a sip or a snack, we can pay some bills. We're going to take a break, you know, and don't forget, subscribe to this podcast as well as to my blog and vlog so you can stay up with all the current episodes. Share this episode with your family, your friends, your bae, your boo, because you know what? We're in this together. You can hear this podcast on all your major platforms, including Spotify, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where you discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. with the first show airing Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator.
Hello and welcome to Out and About with Antoinette on the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake. And if you're a new listener, let me tell you what you'll be hearing here on Out and About with Antoinette. Each week, I have an opportunity to interview a guest who is from in or around the state of Delaware that is doing positive things in their communities. I will introduce you to them so that they can share their vision and their mission, and then you can share it with others. So stay tuned each week to Out and About with Antoinette. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com. Find and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at delblogger, and on Twitter at Delaware Blogger. And you can see my face in the place on YouTube and IGTV. See ya, it's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Out and About with Antoinette. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the CEO of A. Blake Enterprises Social Media Marketing and Consulting. I'm an award-winning blogger, vlogger, author, podcast host, professional speaker, and educator. And here on Out and About with Antoinette, every week, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am interviewing a guest, guests from around the state of Delaware. They can be from Maryland. They can be from Canada. You never know. You just need to pop in here because they are doing some fantastic things in their communities. And today I am over the top, so excited because my special guest is Andre Bogarty. And before the break, y'all, you have to, if you didn't listen to the beginning of this podcast, you need to go back because he was talking about Life Source Foundation. And we are talking about how it's so important for us as a people, as collectively, I don't care the color of your skin. We are in this together. We are either going to rise together or we're going to fall together. So check out more about Life Source Foundation. But I brought Andre on for something else. The man is in politics. I don't know what made him think that he wanted to go into politics, but he's in politics. And now he's councilman at large. Andre, what the heck is a councilman at large? What does that mean? And was this your first run? I mean, when your first one and you won? Oh my gosh. Tell us about that.
It was the strangest of things. I was kind of minding my business, and individuals from around the city spoke to me, and I was and they said, you know, Andre, we could use you to run for this office. And I thought about it really for a second, and it for me it was a God moment. And 2 weeks earlier, it was the funny thing is 2 weeks earlier, I'm a person of faith. I was I was at church, and someone 2 weeks earlier said, "Have you ever thought about running for political office?" And I made the face that, "Are you crazy? I'm not doing that." And then literally 2 weeks it came, and they asked me, and I said, "Okay." I said, "Yeah, I'll do it." You know, kind of had like a quick prayer, but I had a peace about it, and I said, "I'll do it," and went through all the steps to set my run up, you know, the campaign, and getting a small staff or a small team, because I couldn't pay them, small team of volunteers. And, you know, thank you, if I may, just my campaign manager, Sade Truitt, my treasurer, Justina Bruin, Ken Comer, my just catch-all was Kimberly Brown, Kim Brown, all here, Dover. And then there were several others who played there, you know, who assisted behind the scenes, and I can't thank them all enough. But what ended up occurring was, I guess you asked, what is a councilman at large? Let me just give you a little bit of history. Here in Dover, Delaware, up until 1988, all the council seats were at large. What happened was there was a certain demographic because of it that would never win. The chances were of them winning that at large seat was very slim to none, and none was in the lead. So there were a group of individuals who, through the help of the NAACP, sued the city of Dover, and the city of Dover, and they won all the way up to the Supreme Court. They won, and then that made Dover redistrict to four districts, with leaving one at large seat. So each district has two representatives, and with the exception of the at large seat. So there were four districts. The fourth district, which was established, you had to have 65% minority population in that specific district. So that will give a chance for, you know, certain demographics or a minority to win that seat. So the at-large seat was created, and I'm not certain of the full history, but they say, I know there was a individual, you know, Councilman Hardcastle, who's also a member of my fraternity, who held the seat as in an appointed role. But I believe there's, you know, according to history, I would be the first elected minority to hold the seat. Bigger than that, you know, that while there's history attached, and I'm humbled, and I've met with those individuals who fought for that lawsuit. I've had conversations with them to thank them for their role, and to thank them for their sacrifice and the time and the effort and energy for me to be in that role. Today, you know, the at-large, you know, the at-large is the individual that has council representation for the whole city and not just the district. So that's exactly what the at-large seat does in here in Dover. So
and that's great, because I was trying to figure out, I've met certain people in I think in like Wilmington, and they have always had the councilman at-large tag, and I've always been somewhat embarrassed to say, well, right, what does that mean? Is it like, are you just there, or are you like, what are you? So I'm glad that I understand that. And again, that's great. So to be the first elected minor African-American male to hold that seat, that's another historical thing for Dover. So congratulations. I mean, I know what it was like to be in Delaware in the early 70s up until right. the 80s, because, you know, I went to Del State as well, so I know, you know, I know what was going on back then. So I'm glad that things have changed, and, you know, unfortunately we had to sue, but you sued and you won. So what are some things that we need, you know, I'm in Smyrna, which is your neighbor in Dover. What are some of the agenda items that you're working on, or what's happening in Dover? What do they need to be made aware of?
Well, what, and I'm glad you said that, because the first thing that has to happen, if my I'm standing on the principle of all voices, all people, one Dover. And that's what I'm standing on, and that's what I ran on. And I wanted to make sure what I'm finding out is that, you know, a lot of people either don't participate in decision-making process, or they don't know how to participate in the decision-making process. And so from that standpoint, I'm acting as a conduit of information, right? And I want to make sure that I get information out there and to the individuals who are now. One thing that's happening, Ms. Blake, is this: people who weren't, and I'm humbled, trust me, people who weren't totally engaged are now engaged a little bit more. And I'm getting phone calls from individuals who typically could care less about city politics. And now, you know, they want to ask questions or how they can be involved. So that's my goal, is to teach people how to be involved. And I learn, and as I learn, I teach. So as I learn, I teach, because I'm not, as you stated, this is my first run at anything. And to have won, I was extremely humble. But there's still a lot to learn. So, you know, we all, when I'm telling individuals, and I'm at, for the record, the city council is not partisan. So we all have to be nonpartisan, but everybody knows you still have a party that you may lean towards. The one thing that I'm so grateful of is I've talked and had competent conversations with people on both sides of the aisle. And everybody wants the same thing. We want a safer city. We want a city where businesses are growing and thriving. We want to make sure our infrastructure is sound. We have issues, you know, everybody talk about the water issues in Dover. You know, our roads are getting a little crowded, a little more crowded. So these are issues that we want to attack. So for me, it's business sustainability and development as well. Also the safety of our city. We believe it or not, here in Dover, we're having an increasing challenge addressing our homeless situation. But we have to, Dover on a lance, on a spatial thing, is not a big place. So wherever you want to move homeless to, there, you know, you're going to be next to a school, which is, again, you know, based on certain criminal activities or the history of individuals, they can't be within so many feet. Then there's the individuals who don't want homeless shelters near their development. So, and Dover is not a big land mass. So wherever you, so, you know, that's a big fight right now to try to find somewhere where we can establish affordable housing and address that. So, you know, that's one of the issues. Also, obviously, our uptick in crime in Dover, it's I'm just telling you, I can't believe it. I got here in 1992 and I couldn't remember someone being, you know, killed in our city. And now all of a sudden it's almost becoming expected. And while we might not have the numbers in the bigger cities, the fact is one is too many. But there's an uptick in that. And so we have to figure out a way to reduce crimes and to reduce crime or, you know, put safety measures in place to get these issues solved and resolved, support our police department in a way that, you know, they're always not the enemy. Our police department has now established a community advisory board, community policing, where they're actually coming into the city a little bit more out of the cars. I was on the police chief advisory council, and, you know, I had some candid conversations, and, you know, individuals, you know, why are you supporting the police? It's not supporting the police. All the police officers aren't bad. You know, what I'm doing, I'm supporting the good police officers, because there are some who's on it in the corrections on what, you know, and working in that field. They mean well, you know, and they want to go home at night too. But then, but also we want to have candid conversations about, hey, we're watching you, you know, you're watching us, but we're in this together. So I had a great experience on the police chief advisory council. So I believe our police chief is taking great measures, but it's going to be incumbent on someone like myself and others who have boots on the ground to kind of convince individuals to open up a little bit, you know, to allow the partnerships to take place, because, you know, individuals have an apprehension to our men and women in law enforcement, but it takes somebody who can bring some type of mediation to us to between the two, so we can work together, because the police department can't do it alone and the citizens can't do it alone, and we have to do it together. And I believe that's something that I'll be able to do, or at least take part of. And that's what I want to do. That's one of the things I want to do. The second one, again, is business sustainability and development. There, we need jobs. But you won't believe this. I was fortunate enough to be invited to a NASCAR race, and the owner of, you know, the NASCAR in Dover Downs came along with the individual who runs the suite or hotel side. And he told me, said, "Andre, I have so many jobs, I can't find people." I'm like, "You have many jobs, you can't find people?" He said, "So I can't get people to work. We're ready. Dover Downs is ready to open up. We need people."
Wow.
So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring that guy on and say, "Hey, you know, I'm going to push people towards those jobs and get in there. You know, it may not be where you want to start, but you and I both know our careers didn't start where we are now. So you may have to start whatever job they have in it for a while and work your way up. I mean, I know I did, and, you know, been blessed for it, but, so, you know, and I say, all I have to say to marry it to what I was saying before is, I believe if people have jobs and well-paying jobs and you know, some of the natural concerns, some of the regular concerns, as you want to say, Maslow hierarchy of needs, if you want to go that direction, those temporal needs are met. You know, I don't have to worry about my lights being turned off or on, and I don't have to worry about food and, you know, in the refrigerator. And if, you know, some of those things are addressed, people have something to wake up for. People have somewhere of purpose in life. That's, and again, whether it's somewhere in the Dover Downs, wherever that area is, I believe people tend to, I would say crime tends to go down. It tends to go down, and hopefully that helps. Again, it won't solve it all, but it definitely will help.
And Andre, that is, you know, that is so great. I love, first of all, your all voices, all people, one Dover. I love that, because again, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle that you're on. We all have to, you know, again, rise or fall together. And there are just some basic things that helps, you know, whether it's this crime, whether it's, you know, the infrastructure. I mean, you know, I like I said, I came to Dover in the 70s, and there were more horse and buggies than there were vehicles, you know, and that's just how it was. But now I've, you know, not to date the show, like you said, I know not to go to Dover during NASCAR because there's so many cars on the road. But then you want to make sure that the roads are right, you know, because Delaware is a diamond state. I've been here most of my life. I left New York. This is a hidden gem. You know, we have a lot that's going for us. We want to be known for the good stuff, not the bad stuff. And right. I understand, you know, the attitude, the good blue too, you know, but again, we're in this together. If you're not in the neighborhoods where the people are residing, then you don't understand what they're going through, you know? And again, not everybody is college material. I used to yell at my son about that all the time. Like, look, you want me to spend all this money, you better act right. But that's a different story for a different day. But again, I know it's not like everyone wants to go to college. Everyone doesn't want to go to DSU. Everyone doesn't want to go to Wesley or to UDell, whatever. They want, you know, they just want a good job. They want to feel good, because when you do feel good, and it's so funny that you said that, because I actually had a conversation. Well, it wasn't a conversation, almost got confrontational in the store. You know, it was one cashier and the line was long, and they had a table that they were doing like some hiring, And I said, oh my gosh, you know, they had a hiring venue. And then the lady behind me was like, well, nobody wants to work for da 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 amount of money. And I'm like, you know, when I started working, I was 14 years old. I had to get a work permit and my salary was $1.25 an hour. Now I know things wasn't as expensive. I mean, gas was like 50 cents, a gallon, $15 an hour, $7 an hour. They say, you know, it's rather to stay home. No, go. I cannot stay home. I mean, I love being quasi retired, running my own business, but I need to get out. I need to be around people. I need to learn and grow. And, you know, I guess people are shamed into thinking that if they only make, you know, a certain amount of money, that it's not good. But like you said, we start from the bottom and get to the top. You got to start someplace. Mm-hmm. And I guess, again, I want to go back to, you know, Life Source Foundation. People mm-hmm. need to understand that you got to start somewhere, and it's not all glitz and glamour, you know, social media influencers and all this, that, and the other two. That ain't paying the rent.
No,
that's not keeping the lights on. And that is temporary.
It's very temporary.
That is temporary. I would, you know, I love doing what I do, but this is contingent on social media.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I did 32 years in corporate America. And I was an educator, so I know what it's like to work hard and to go without, but you know, that, again, that's a whole different topic for a different day. But I love the fact that you are involved in teaching others engagement, and it is good. I think that is it. You know, people are now engaged. They want to know what's going on in their neighborhood. They want to know what's going on in their government. They want to know, and that the more you know, the bigger you grow. So that is great. And I applaud you for that. And yes, shout out. I'm glad you did shout out your team, because you couldn't have done what you did by yourself. You know, no one does anything themselves by themselves. And again, I'm, you know, I could talk to you all day or a day, but I can't, because, you know, we're on a time here. So before I let you go, I want you to give us your contact information, how we can find out more about not only you, but some of the things that you're doing, especially with the Life Source. That's like so cool. You know, telephone, any upcoming events, you know, is there something that we need to know about, you know, that's coming up either in Dover or in Delaware, whatever the case may be, and how we can support you in that?
Yeah. Hey, look, awesome. First one is Councilman Andre Bogarty on my Facebook page. Councilman Andre Bogarty, that's my Facebook page. Councilman Bogarty at Gmail. Those are the two primary areas. And I'm going to get a new phone. But if you need to contact me now, I'm going to use this number. And it's 302-943-5118. So this will turn into my, you know, public line. And trust me, it rings, but I've learned how to manage it a little bit better. So that's my public line, my regular Facebook page, but I've since made that private. I had to. So I'll ask you to go to Councilman Andre Bogarty, look me up on Facebook. The things that are going on in Dover now, again, a lot of we're opening back up. We're opening back up smartly. We're opening again smartly. I'm asking you to, you know, downtown area, they have some nice shops coming. You mentioned it before, and I'm becoming more abreast where there's a new produce shop opening too, because Dover can be considered a food desert. Don't want to go into that now because I know how passionate you are about that, and that would take us a whole different way.
But we'll bring you back on. We'll talk about that.
Right downtown, there's a new produce market selling fresh fruits and vegetables. Small businesses are opening up. There are new companies coming here with jobs here in Dover. So Dover's growing, and we're trying to get ahead of it. Our council, the demographics has changed on our council, so we're definitely moving Dover forward. I'm partnering with the current council members, excited about it, but we need your involvement. We need to hear your voice. When I spoke to someone, and I'll close with this, I spoke to someone because there's something that I wanted. You know, there's something, I won't say what it was, but there was something that when I got in, I said, I'm addressing this issue and I want it done. I mean, you know, you come in. So I got elected, asked the conversation. They said, they said, Andre, we asked the people in that neighborhood. I was like, well, what people did you ask? He said, the council person said, we did this, 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 this. He said, I know what was needed, but I could not go without documentation to prove and data to prove that's what we need. He said, we knew this was this. We knew this what they were need. This what we wanted and they need over the area. He said, and the people who we needed to vote did not want to participate. He said, had they participated, everything you said would have happened. And all we can base it our decision of what we're doing in that area is based on the data. And he said that our hands are tied. So I'm going to be on, look, if you're going to hold me accountable, I'm going to hold you accountable in participating when we come around and we need petitions and we need you to open up your phone from Facebook, hit the button that you want to see this happen so we can take it back to the appropriate personnel and where the money is, where the money is, so, and say, this is where we want to place our monies because the people voted this. Now we have something to support it. We need you to participate. I need people to not run from this. I need you to be involved. That's my goal. That's why, and it only can be all voices, all people won over if you participate in that.
Yeah, people, you know, he's very passionate. And, you know, if you want to learn more, again, councilmanbogarty@gmail.com. Head over to the Facebook page, Councilman Bogarty. Find and follow him. Put an alarm ring, you know, every time he posts something, every time they post something, make sure that you get that hit. Because, again, nothing can be done without people getting involved. You can only do with so much. And the number is 302-943-5118. Again, 302-943-5118. I know that phone's going to be ringing off the chain and you're going to be getting emails, but you know, all voices, all people, one Dover, we got to have it done. Andre, thank you, dude. You know what? I'm going to bring you back because there is so much, and I don't, like I said, I kind of shy away from controversy, which can be political, like to bring forth positive things that are happening in and around the community. I've been blessed with this platform. I've been doing this since 2017. I'll probably do it until I can no longer do it because I just love doing what I do. So I am honored and blessed. And again, I want to thank you. You know, it's so great when you have people in your life for a reason and a season. I mean, we don't connect on a regular, but when I call on you, I said, yo, Andre, I need you. Can you do this? And it was like, boom, no questions asked. When you want it done. And that's what this is about. Working together is only going to improve, you know, makes you a better person. And as a podcaster, I know it ain't about me. It's not about my ego. It's about my audience. So I want to bring to you, you know, people like Andre who are doing great things, whether it is in politics, in the town, or whatever the case may be. But again, Andre, thank you again, dude. Thank you. This has been a great interview. You know, biting my teeth. I was like, I don't know if I want to get back into the interviewing realm, but I'm like, I got to do what I got to do. You know, you got a calling. It's like you can be switching up and you're always trying to do something. But then when you lay head to pillow, it's like something is not right.
We need you. I need you.
Well, thank you. I'm here. You know, if you have anything going on, you know, reach out to me for my podcast, my blog, you know, I'm here. So again, thank you, Dre. I appreciate you. Do they call you Dre? I just called you Dre.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, listen, nothing changes. My name is Dre. Nothing changes when I'm in. Nothing changes. You have the absolutely. Nothing changes for me.
Awesome. And I can't wait to see you again in person. You go, I'm vaxxed up. You know, I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to go. I'm getting out there, you know, hitting the small businesses down in Dover. Again, I grew up in Dover. I bit my teeth in Dover. I went to high school in Dover. I went to Dell State in Dover, and Dover's right down the street. I usually go down there a lot, you know, Dell State Hornets, go Hornets. So thank you, Dre, so very much for being a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette. I hope you and the family, we got to talk about the family later. You know, have a wonderful week. May God continue to bless you, your mission, and your vision. And know that you always have a platform on Out and About with Antoinette podcast. So whether it's you or you're, you know, if you have an event going on or, you know, people coming in and you want to, you know, get a little bit voice, it's not saying that I'm all that in a bag of chips, but I do have a little nice little size platform. that, you know, we can get things out, because Delaware is small, you know.
Hey, don't speak small.
We're big fish in little pond.
don't speak small. I've got
correct. No, I'm not small. I always said I was a big fish in a little pond, because Delaware exactly. is small.
You got a big following. You got a major following. You got a following that you can no longer count. We're putting that in the atmosphere.
It's out there, dude, because this is my 60th year around the sun. You know what they say, yeah. Going to your 60th year. And so many things have been happening. And God has been like, okay, I was saying, go, go, go. He was like, slow, slow, slow. Now it's like, go, go, go. So yeah. I got this. You got this. Yeah. You know, thank you so very thank much. You. And is there anything, you know, before I let you go, is there any last minute things you want to let the listeners know? You know, as we head into this new season of the summer, we're opening up, mask down, but be smart, you know, don't do anything stupid, because, you know, again, we're in this together.
Hey, I will say the same, you know, whatever side you're on the vaccine side or not, you know, you make your decision. All I'm saying is that still be cautious, still be smart, realize that, you know, while things are trending downward, according to data, that we still have a responsibility to not just keep ourselves safe, but to keep those around us safe. You know, our senior population, our young people, et cetera. So look, get out there, be safe, enjoy the summer, enjoy this beautiful weather, but at the same time, be safe and be smart. So I thank you again. You're always awesome. And I always look forward to being in your presence.
Thank you, Andre. And we support you and we're here for you. Remember, all voices, all people, one Dover. And guys, thank you so very much for listening into today's episode of Out and About with Antoinette, because every week I have the privilege of interviewing guests who are not only from in and around the state of Delaware, but all across this world, who are doing some great positive things in their communities. And if you'd like to be a guest here on Out and About with Antoinette, please send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com. And don't forget, find and follow me on all my social media platforms, including my blog and my vlog, using the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. Again, thank you all for listening. And please share this podcast link with your family, friends, bae, boo. And until the next time, do you stay safe, stay smart, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the D Diva, aka the Delaware blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Thank you, Andre.